Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related in some way to organizational health and the world of work. I'm your host, Pat Lencioni. I am joined by a guest host today, Bo Johnson. How you doing, Bo?
I'm doing great, Pat. I am appropriately nervous. I'm sure I'll tell you about that in a minute.
All right. I can't wait to hear about that, although I think I know why. But you do a great job when you come on. Last time you were guest hosting was because Cody had to go help his mother-in-law, who's had a tire blowout. Today, Cody is doing something a little less important. They're probably having a baby. So obviously it's more important. God bless them. They're at the doctor and Lindsay's going to give birth any moment, we think. So thank you for filling in today, Bo.
Of course.
We have Tracy Noble, our adult supervision and our producer here. How you doing, Trace?
I'm great today. Thanks for asking.
Wonderful. Matt, our engineer. Thumbs up, Matt, today. You're having a good day. You're looking good. Karen Amador is with me in studio to remind me of things I forget and to give her insights while I'm doing this. And Bo, so take it away.
Yeah. So a couple minutes ago, y'all texted me and said, hey, jump on this podcast. And I see here that today's topic is the F word. And even though we have adult supervision in the room, somehow we got away with having this topic. And Pat, I'm so curious to hear what on earth we're talking about.
Well, today. Yes, it is not that F word, not the four-letter one. This is the three-letter F word. And that rarely gets used at work these days. Hmm. The other one, unfortunately, gets used quite a bit more, it seems, depending on what kind of company you're at. But the F word we're going to talk about today is fun. It's fun. Now, a lot of people don't want to talk about fun at work. And I get it. It's because it sounds kind of cringy. And it's often inauthentic and kind of silly. And I totally get that. And because artificial to me, especially when you're talking about fun, is gross. All right. But the truth is, fun should be a part of just about everything we do in life. But it should be that ingredient that we put in at the end. We stir it in to make everything better. It should be on top of the fundamentals. Because like, when think about things like school should be fun. But when a teacher says, I'm going to make learning fun, but if they're not a good teacher, it's just dorky. I remember I had a teacher when I was younger who did that. We never learned anything. And frankly, after a while, it wasn't fun at all because it was all way too organized and inauthentic. And you know, other things in life should be fun. Marriage should be fun. But if you build your whole marriage on fun, it's going to fall apart. And frankly, that's not going to be much fun either. It needs to be that ingredient that's always there. I remember when my boys were Catholic, so they were in a confirmation class, you know, to learn about their faith when they were 16 years old, 15, 16. And the people running it were like, this should be fun. And it wasn't fun at all because they were like, let's build a church out of marshmallows and sticks. And the kids were like, teach us our faith. You can inject some fun in it, but let's make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. So fun is incredibly important at work. And it should be that way in virtually every kind of work. Maybe being a mortician, and maybe there's a few other jobs where fun shouldn't be there. And there are certain jobs where we need to be very serious. But frankly, there's very few of those. In most jobs, we should be serious about the mission, but not serious, overly serious about the way we go about doing that. And that's what we want to talk about today.
So that is fascinating. And I love that you said that it sounds kind of cringy because it actually sounds kind of cringy to me because I've been told in many jobs before, like, oh, we have a lot of fun together. And then it gets to the times that are supposedly fun and it's not fun. I'd rather just go home. So why is that, Pat? Why is it that work is not fun? Are we doing it wrong? Like, is it something that we should be scheduling?
That's a great question. And we didn't prep for this. That's a great question. Here's what I wrote this down this morning. I think that in order for it to be real, and by the way, the benefits of it are we're more productive, we're more engaged, our customers are happier, we do better business. Fun is that ingredient that makes everything else better. But the way to make it good, not cringy and helpful, is I think it has to be organic. It can't be inauthentic and overly, you know, it has to be real and has to come from the people engaging in it. It can't be like corporate wide. It has to be local, like the people feet on the ground. It can't be a policy. I mean, like Tracy and Karen and I all worked at a company where every time somebody had a birthday, we'd go into the room and the corporate mandate was, and you'd sing happy birthday and have a cake. And it was awful. It was cringy. Painful. Oh, yeah. Our worst days. Like, we got a bad news today, people. It's Cindy's birthday, so we're going to have to go into the conference room. Oh, it was awful. So it needs to be organic, local, and the leader has to be part of it. The leader can't like say, oh, fine for you guys to have fun. Now, they don't have to organize it. In fact, it's great when it's not, but they have to take part. Because if the leader's not part of it, then it's not going to stick. And I want to tell a quick story about when I was a kid. One of my first jobs, I was a bank teller, okay? And even to this day, I go into banks. I haven't been to a bank more than twice in the last 5-10 years because there's not a lot of reason to go now. And I was there the other day. My wife asked me to do a favor. And I walked in and I thought, oh my gosh, it's just like when I worked here in a bank 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's so, people are not happy. The customers aren't happy. The people working there didn't seem happy. When I worked at the bank, I said, I'm going to make this job fun. And so I would do things like, and this it was organic. It wasn't planned out. We would have Muzak playing, you know, and Matt asked me what Muzak was. That's elevator music. You know, there'd be some song from AC/DC and mm-hmm. they'd be playing it with a violin, you know, a generic instrumental. And so I would be at the bank and I would say to the people in line and all the tellers, hey, everybody, real quick, name that tune. You know, and people would listen to it and come up with this classic rock song that was being played with an instrumental and they'd laugh and everybody had a great time. And then if there were no customers in the building, I would say to the other tellers, see that sign over there where people are supposed to line up? That's a bank robber. So we would make little weapons out of paper clips and rubber bands. And I'd say, who can shoot the bank robber? Everybody had fun. We would even in the drive-thru window, when I had to work the drive-thru, I would put like a ketchup bottle in the pneumatic tube. When I'd send people their money, there'd be a ketchup bottle in it. And they would laugh. The customers would laugh.
Wow.
We had a great time. There was only one person who didn't like it. Unfortunately, she was the manager.
Of course.
And so the very thing that made a job that could have been boring fun, and the customers liked it too, but the manager just didn't think that belonged anywhere in a bank, and it ended. Yeah, Tracy?
It's so crazy. This seems so basic, and we all know that it's important. So right. It's wild. So why doesn't the manager understand that? It's so hard for me to understand this.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a great question. And it's a great question for everybody listening out there. If you're a manager or have your own company or just work someplace, ask you, why in the world wouldn't a manager want people to be engaged and mm-hmm. enjoying themselves? And I think sometimes people think, well, they can't possibly do a good job if they're not serious. And that is just not true. No research about human beings. Some people would think it's silly and it's beneath them. Like, oh, mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. What do you think, Bo?
Oh, well, I'm going to ask you a question actually, but it makes me think of this idea that we think seriousness is what will get us out of a bind. And often it's playfulness. It's when you're right. able to just enjoy it and have fun that the solution comes to you. So let me flip this question back to you, Pat and Tracy. So I live in Utah and I spend 80% of my time working from Utah, but then once a month I come to the office and I look forward to coming to the office every yep. time. And you two are both fun. And I'm curious, what is your interpretation of why I think that it's fun to work with you?
We're wonderful people.
Okay. You got it wrong. Try again. No, just kidding. Of course, you are wonderful people, but what is it that makes it fun? What do you think it is about you that makes you fun to be around?
You know, I don't know, but
okay.
If you forced an answer for me, oh, you have an answer to that, Bo?
I do, but I want to hear your forced answer.
Oh, I would say it's because we really want to be successful. So we work very hard. But in the midst of it, we don't take ourselves too seriously.
Yes.
That is exactly what I was going to say, is you don't take yourself too seriously. Mm-hmm. And it almost sounded like Karen had something. That is what I have two thoughts. One, you've sold 7 million books. You two have built this incredible, successful company. We have benefited so much from standing on your shoulders. And yet you don't take yourself too seriously. I just think mm-hmm. it's humility. It's a willingness to still be vulnerable and laugh, and we have permission to make mistakes. And then the other thing, I'm so curious to hear you respond to this. We have really good conflict, And I wonder if being willing to have really good conflict leads to the ability to then also be able to have fun. What do you think about that?
Ooh, that's really interesting. It's like there's a range of emotion and of reality, of being human. And because Karen just wrote something down, she said, it's about being human. And it's like, but you can't just be human on one side of the scale. Like my wife and I can argue and have a really good fight, but we also can be so silly and joke around. I recently got back from vacation, which this topic kind of came from that because she and I walked into so many businesses over the course of 10 days. We were like, people that had fun, we liked being there. And the people that weren't having fun, we didn't want to stay at those hotels, eat at those restaurants, go on the whale watching trip with that company, you know? And so that's where it came from. But Laura and I can sit in the car, and we did a 15-hour drive one day from San Juan Island, Washington to Walnut Creek. And we had some of the goofiest times. And then we also got mad at each other. Like 1 hour of the 15 hours, we were really frustrated at each other. And then like 7 of the hours, we were just having a blast. The other one, she was probably sleeping and I was listening to a podcast. But the point is, if a team cannot have difficult conversations, they probably aren't going to have the really fun ones either. And I think what you're saying, Bo, there's something to that.
I love that idea. It's like, we want to stay, it's safe to stay in our lane. And staying in the lane means like, I'm not going to enter the danger in terms of conflict. And I just kind of want to have happy or lukewarm feelings. But what actually happened is when we will take the risk to go have the conflict, to lean all the way in, it communicates trust to everybody.
Yeah.
And that trust, I think, is what fosters the sense of, oh, we can be more human. We can be more ourselves.
You know, I was just thinking, before we started today, Matt, our 24-year-old engineer, was teasing you. We have a blast. The conversations we have before we start the podcast are hilarious. And he was teasing you. And sometimes he's 24, so the teasing goes like, whoa, we're not in a fraternity, Matt.
A little too far.
But if we're not willing to do that, you know, I think of Southwest Airlines. Matt, did you want to say something? Matt shakes his head. No. But Southwest Airlines is a company known for humor, right? And how a company can be that big and be known for humor, you know what it is, though? It's all local. See, they tell their people, you do it. They don't have a policy manual. If it were United Airlines, they'd have a policy manual. Here's the 4 pre-approved jokes that you can tell. And here's the 3 kind of ways you can decorate your gate agent station. At Southwest, they say, make fun of yourself and have fun. And you know something? By definition, it's going to have to go too far. And when it goes too far, they go, well, that's what happens when you have a fun company. We'll rein it in every once in a while, but we're not going to punish people for, you know, if you've been on Southwest and you've heard them make jokes, you know, sometimes it's so silly. Sometimes it's a little wacky and over the top, but you can't have fun if you're not willing to have a little too much fun sometimes. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. So I'd be curious about your advice about this. This came up recently. I was at an offsite with a team. And before we started, we went around the room and said, what is everybody hoping to get out of this time together? This team is in transition. There's a lot of things going on. And I'm showing up pretty ready to get to work. Like, no nonsense. Let's see how much we can crush in a day. And like 7 out of 10 people said, we just really want to have fun today. And I sat there and I'm like, oh, shoot. How do I make sure this is fun? Like, how do you do that? I'm like, should I have had some jokes ready? Or like, should we do axe throwing together? Or like, I'm serious. Like, what would you do in that moment with that team?
Yeah, and it's human. Give them permission to be fully human. And I love what you said before, because they're going to have to go into that offsite and have difficult conversations. Let them have ridiculous, real conversations too. Encourage them to talk about things that they might not otherwise talk about. And you know, our offsites with our clients are always fun, but we do nothing in that like, oh, now let's go do an experiential exercise where we're going to blindfold each other and catch each other falling out of a tree. I hate that stuff. Yeah, and I think most other people do too. But sometimes we have to put, like, I think here's the ratio of organic to organized, two O-R-G words, organic and organized. And that is, I think it's 90% organic and it needs 10% organized. One of the things I used to do, and I'm not saying I'm like the fun king, because I'm very serious about getting stuff done. But Tracy, mm-hmm. you remember, and Karen, we worked at another company before we started this one, and we would work late at night sometimes. And I had a golf club in my room and a few golf balls. And so one day I just said, "Hey, John, come on, let's play." And everybody else would play too. I think Tracy always won because she's good at stuff like this. And we would play hallway golf. And so we would line up, but it needed 10%. Like, okay, here are the rules. There's what we're trying to get to. Here's where, like, just a little tiny bit of structure. And then we would just go have fun. Other departments look at us and go, "What the hell are you guys doing?" We're like, "Hallway golf, don't you know? Your office is the hole." And so sometimes you need to organize it just a little bit, but we didn't pre-plan it. It was just kind of spur of the moment. Let's have fun. Yeah, Bo.
The other thing that I think helps with this is food. Like just the nature of like pausing what we do and getting around a table and eating, it seems like that tends to launch into more lightheartedness and humanness, like you're saying. Tracy, what do you think about that?
That's so true. You know, we eat lunch together every single day. And let me tell you, we have fun every single day.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It what it does to the morale here and the teamwork here is just incredible. And it's all around food. You're absolutely right, Bo.
You know what's funny though? We've never ever said in 25 years, we're 2 weeks away from our 25th anniversary. We've never once said you have to eat lunch here.
That's right.
We just said we're gonna get food. And people, if you don't make it to lunch, you're kind of like, "Oh, bummer, I missed out." And that's where the jokes come, new ideas for products come. So work is intertwined in it. Fun is not supposed to be something like, "Okay, now let's stop and go have fun." Fun needs to be part of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if I'm not fun? Like, what if the person who's listening to this genuinely has the wiring where they're like, "I'm more serious in nature. You know, I like getting things done. People wouldn't say I'm the life of the party." Do you appoint a captain of fun? Do you, like what would you do there?
You know, I think that's a great question. I think if you're that way, you should first realize you do like fun, but you might define it a little differently. But that doesn't mean your definition is the same of other people. And I think the first thing somebody should do is go to their people and go, "You guys have probably noticed I'm not really all that fun. But I want us to have fun, and I want to know what would be fun for you, and I don't want us to be overly organized about it, but let's just talk about it." And some people might say, they might come up with a great idea, like, "You know what I'd like us to do?" And again, these things are small. They're little things we do in the office. At our company, gosh, Tracy, I don't even remember what it was about, but we went once to and went to lunch and had a little event, and somebody, we went to one of those places where you play games, and gosh, people will think we do this all the time. Yes. We haven't been to one of those boomers places in like 5 years, but one day we went to one, and somebody bought, with the tickets they won playing skee ball or whatever the heck it is, they bought one of those like siren looking lights where you plug it in and it looks like woo, woo, woo. And what did we do? We used that. What would happen that would provoke us to use that?
Oh gosh. It was every time something great I think it was around Working Genius. It was around the sales of Working Genius. When something spectacular happened, we would always put the light on.
Right. Hmm. And the funny thing was, it was like, it was kind of pathetic because it didn't even make noise. And we were like, "Shouldn't that thing make noise?" But we'd turn it on and people would see it going around and they go, "Hey, what happened?" And we laugh about how pathetic it seemed. But rather than just saying, "Hey, everybody, I'm going to send an email with a report," we would do something that was silly and fun.
Yeah.
I just want to hear more about this boomer place that you go. Do you go if you're a boomer? You get boomers. To go, but if you're boomers, is that it's a place?
It's David Buster's
and e-ball
and video games and all that stuff. It's kind of a nightmare for me, frankly. It's the kind of place when your kids get to be a certain age, like, "Oh, please don't make me take him to boomers.
don't make me do it."
One of the things we used to do here, not very often, we've been in business for 25 years. We've probably done it 8 times. But we'd go to the movies sometimes. Mm-hmm. And again, 8 times in 25 years is not a lot. But we would sometimes just go, and usually I would go, "Come on, let's go to the movies." Sometimes it wouldn't be me. And usually somebody, Tracy, she would go, "No, we don't have time." We're like, "Come on, Tracy." And we'd talk her into it.
We'd that all was go, Jackie, not me.
Was it Jackie that didn't want to go? Yes. Oh, okay, Jackie. So we would go see a movie, and in it was 2.5 hours. We'd come back to the office. We lost very little time because we'd probably stay a little later. We would laugh about whatever crappy movie we saw or what happened there. We even ran into one of our parents at the movie during the middle of the day. They looked at us like, what the hell are you guys doing here? And Cody has never been to the movies with us because we did it more in the early, but he goes, the stories you tell about the movies, I think are hysterical. So it's, it can be something silly like that. Yeah, Trace?
You know, it's interesting. It's like effectiveness over efficiency. You know, we talk a lot about that. And I think it makes us more effective. Yeah. Our ability to have fun. It absolutely makes us more effective.
Yeah.
It absolutely does. And you know, a common denominator I'm hearing, I'm not a comedian. I love comedy. And so much of comedy is when something unexpected happens.
Yeah.
Right? When you're expecting them to zig and they zag. And a couple months ago, we had our team actually coming here to Utah, a bunch of people from our team. So I made everybody a mug with one of like the inside jokes or like, and most of the time, so it had their little phrase of the inside joke. Most of the time, it had something to do with something that had gone wrong. Like a phrase that they had said the wrong way.
What was your
moment in a meeting? I think my mug, I can't say it on the podcast.
Okay, no, that's okay then.
But they were just little funny, colloquial, you know, like things that we all can laugh about. But 4 out of 5 of them were something that had gone wrong that we're able to not take ourselves so seriously and kind of laugh about later.
Yeah, it's funny. Remember, we had a Christmas party last year at my house. And it was just a small thing, but Bo came, and that's why it's great you're on this podcast because, and you organized this game that you made up for us using this game and that game, and half the fun was watching you do it with us. It wasn't like super over the top. It was like hilarious, and we had a blast. Now, had we brought in a magician and an organized a band to play, that would have felt so inauthentic, but we had so much fun, And again, the message we're saying to people is this: fun matters, and it requires us to just step out of our comfort zone a little and do something silly. Here, I want to provide people with a few ideas.
Great
watch
idea.
Watch an episode of The Office.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and I know people are like, what are people going to think? You're going to take 22 minutes, and you're going to turn on your computer and put it on the TV in the office, and you're going to go say, this is a hilarious episode. I just want you to watch it. Or go onto YouTube and find a funny work-related thing. People are going to think like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we did that. They're going to go home, and they're going to tell their husband or wife or their friends, we watched the Office today at work. And they go, are you kidding? Why? And it's like... And like you said, Tracy, it's about effectiveness over efficiency. That 22 minutes is going to be so much life-giving, and it's going to be so much better than birthday cake and singing happy birthday.
Yeah. Totally.
That just makes me want to run.
You know, another idea, Pat, is we talk about having a ceremony around events, and I love your little siren idea. I love when I hear ideas or like companies who are saying, we're changing our standard operating procedures, so we're literally going to go burn the old ones. You know, like, or we're going to go bury, we're literally going to go bury our old, you know, whatever, our old way of doing things. Like, just make it playful and memorable.
Mm-hmm. Something else I want to share, because I just thought of this too, is, you know, like people have an employee of the month award, and I hate that, you know, like a parking spot, employee of the month. And sometimes you need to do it, and sometimes you have a business where everybody's competing for that. That's fine. But I did this thing where I decided I liked Gumby when I was a kid. And if somebody was working really hard at work here, they were usually flexing and helping everybody and doing stuff. And I was at the store one day and I saw Gumby. And so I bought a Gumby and a Pokey, by the way. I want to be okay to Pokey. But I bought Gumby, and I would just put the Gumby on somebody's desk when they were working extra hard. And it wasn't super formal. And then other people would move the Gumby and put it on somebody else's desk when they were doing something. And the Gumby was better than like, here's $45 to go to a movie. You know what I mean? It was more like, it was just organic. Then unfortunately, I went to a store and I saw that they had like 7 Gumbies in all different colors. So I got them. I started hiding them all around the office. And I'd go into the bathroom and put it on the toilet. So people would go to the bathroom and they put the seat up and there'd be Gumbies sitting there waiting. So you know, sometimes it's a little weird. But little things are better than the big things. Cody told us a great story about this. He went to a restaurant once and he said, the waiters and waitresses, when the shift changed, a bunch of them got off work and they stayed at the restaurant. So they were in the bar area talking and they were having a great time and they were being really loud. And he noticed, he looked over and saw the manager go over and talk to them. And then they made them go around and apologize to people in the restaurant for being too loud. When they came to the table, he goes, "I loved that. I thought you guys have fun at work. That makes me glad to eat here." And the manager actually said, "People don't want to see you having fun." And it's so crazy. We all want to go places where people have a good time. So the manager has to be part of it.
Love it. Let's do it. Let's have fun.
Let's go have fun. You know what else we want people to do? We want them to send us their ideas about fun. Now, remember, if you're not passionate about the mission and serious about your business, fun isn't going to work. If you're the football coach of an NFL team and you're like, we're going to have the most fun of any team and you're going to lose all your games, nobody's having fun. So this is not a replacement for having the mission, doing the five dysfunctions, being clear about what you're doing, knowing who does what, you know, measuring certain things. And part of fun is people be working in their working genius. All of that is true. But why not add that last ingredient in the latte? Stir that thing in because it can make all the difference in the world. Care enough to do something fun. We want you to send us your stories because I used a lot of ours, but we want to hear stories about companies that found organic, local, authentic ways to have fun. But instead of sending it to podcast@tablegroup.com, we want to have some fun. We want you to send it to tim@tablegroup.com. We're not going to tell Tim. He's going to get all these random emails.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So just say, "Hey, Tim, here's what we do at our company to have fun." And he's going to come and go, "Oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on." So send it to tim@tablegroup.com and share your fun stories with us. And we will share with you the reaction of our overwhelmed colleague. All righty?
Fantastic.
Okay, Bo, thank you for being here with us today. Thanks, God bless Pat. Cody and Lindsay and their baby. Thanks to all of you that joined us. And thank you to our listeners. We love this time with you. And we will look forward to talking to you next time on the 146th episode of At the Table. God bless.